this weekend, actually. Besides, of course, you can head to the Nugget because they always got fun stuff going on there. But we,
even when it's not 4th of July.
Even when it's not 4th of July, we invite you to the free Truckee Tahoe Air Show and Family Festival Saturday from 9 to 4, featuring a breathtaking air show with performers like Red Bull's race pilot Kirby Chambliss and the Red Bull wingsuit team. You can get up close to military and warbird planes on display and so much more. Admission and parking are free, and all proceeds benefit the Truckee North Tahoe Youth, presented by Truckee Tahoe Airport District.
And speaking of big free events, Star Spangled Sparks tonight at the Nuggets. And,
this is the second one.
Well, yeah, this year was a twofer, as a matter of fact. We were there Saturday night for the All-American Block Party, which was absolutely spectacular. And I think it's going to be even more so this evening.
Because you got a lot of purists out there, you know.
Exactly.
They celebrate on the 4th.
All right. And joining us from the Nugget is Catty Dufarina. Good morning, Catty.
Good morning, guys. Happy 4th of July.
Well, thank
Happy
you. Fourth. Same to you. So, first of all, why two events this year? A lot of people have asked us, and we said, well, it's so that people who can't be here in town during the week can enjoy. Did we get it right? Or
that is definitely part of it. You know, with the 4th falling on a Tuesday, we know it's tough for some people who have to work tomorrow.
Right.
But the other thing is that we really want to welcome the public to come in and check out what we're calling the all-new Nugget. We've been working really hard over really like the last 6 months to make some major changes to the property, some real upgrades and renovations and remodeling. And we'd love everybody to come down and check out and see what we've done.
Now, of course, obviously the most obvious change that people first see is on the casino floor itself. But you've got all sorts of things going on upstairs, too.
Yes, you got it. In our West Tower, we've remodeled all of those rooms into kind of a modern lodge theme. And then we redid our entire fitness center as well. It's about twice the size if you had ever been in the old one. It had great equipment, but it was a pretty tiny space, and it's about twice the size that it used to be. And then if you're going to come to one of our shows in the near future that's in the Grand Ballroom, you will see that that area is completely brand new, all new fixtures, all new lighting, all new carpet. I mean, the Nugget is not the same place anymore.
No, indeed. Now, I understand this. A little birdie named Mark told me that there are plans for a steakhouse where the old sports book used to be.
We're working on that. Those actual plans will be unveiled in the very near future. But yes, the steakhouse is definitely one of the next big things on our list to unveil to the public.
Now, are we going to be touring people to see the new guest rooms and convention space, or how does that work?
We've done a little bit of that already. I don't know if you guys were lucky enough to join us for the media luncheon last week.
I
but
not,
we
but I
did
was
offer
actually able to stay in one of the new rooms a couple of weeks back.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So, yeah, those are all things that are coming up that we will be making announcements on.
All right. And as for the agenda tonight, it all pretty much gets underway again at 4 o'clock, correct?
Yep, at 4 o'clock. The streets will come alive, and we've got a bunch of different local food vendors, some food trucks and some food booths, and then we also have craft vendors out there. At least if you were here on Saturday night, probably at least double the size of craft and sales vendors out there is what we had Saturday.
And
so
of course,
that definitely kicks off at 4.
And inside the Nugget, of course, the restaurants and bars will be doing their usual thing. You can still have, even though it's holiday, still happy hour at the Oyster Bar?
Oh, yes, of
okay,
course.
Just check, just making sure.
And we've
that might be where you find me.
That may be where you find me, too, a couple hours before the broadcast.
Oh, you're going to find me outside with a great local band tonight,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So not only does everything come alive with the crafts and the food, but the music is definitely jumping as well.
Yes, definitely. So that's at 5 o'clock that the live music starts with Left of Center.
And the fireworks schedule for 9:45, although it's, of course, all wind-dependent.
Yes, of course. You know, we asked people be a little bit flexible with that time. We actually went off a little bit early on Saturday night. You know, the fire department's up on top of the two towers checking wind speeds. So when they say we're good to go, your window is open, we do it.
Go,
yes.
Go, go.
Don't
want to
lose that chance.
Yeah,
don't
ladies
miss
and gentlemen,
it. Right.
Yes, start your fuses.
And, of course, you can take the shuttle because parking is limited. Take the shuttle from the Iron Horse Shopping Center at Prater and McCarran. That all starts up at 4 o'clock as well, and it'll get you home right after the fireworks.
All right. So, Kenny, we're looking forward to seeing you tonight during this 18th annual Star Spangled Sparks from Marinell Gaming and the Nugget Casino Resort. And happy 4th of July again to you.
Yes, happy 4th. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tonight.
See you in a few hours. Take care. KOH News Time, 8:15.